it's finished. It's chazal, now it becomes fit. And we know you're not eating on Yom Tov. So chutzaraya ain't muks lachatzi Shabbos lachatzi Yom Tov. Shrashi gomru lo bishalayu. Ishtori, it's you're allowed to. For lo yomini, we do not say shracha soyu muksos yitzchem, that first hour or two when you were cooking it up, at that time it wasn't edible yet, to say it's muksa, so it remains muksa the rest of the Shabbos Yom Tov. No, we don't say that tomorrow. The rest of the Yom Tov, it's muksa. So you see clearly a proof, we say ain't muksa lachatzi Shabbos lachatzi Yom Tov. Tomorrow says no. Well, the time that you want to bring a proof from here, Tikshloch asked the question, Kederis the Alma, and even every Shabbos. At the beginning of Shabbos, you know all the food is nice and hot. You have the pot, the soup, the shoulders, all nice and hot. To a stam Kederis the Alma, Ben Ashmoshes Roises. At the beginning of Shabbos, Ben Ashmoshes, you just shut off the fire, or they're still nice and boiling hot, the shoulders are still boiling, the soup is still boiling hay. Only Urto Achlino Minayu. Later at night, when it comes off for sure, you take it off the fire and it cools off a little bit, then you eat it. So the kasher is, at the beginning of Shabbos, it was so hot. At that time, it's not edible. When the chontes or the soup is on the fire, on the pot, it's not edible then. It's too hot. So at the beginning of Shabbos, the soup is not edible. So if so, how are you allowed to take it off the fire later and put it into your plate and eat it? Lechura, let's say it was muksa at the beginning of Shabbos. It should remain muksa, those Shabbos. Elo, what do you have to say? Gomru b'dayodim lo kemiboylon. Something that's finished by us, we have control over it. Like here, the food was cooked already. Like it's up to our control. All we have to do is just take it off the fire and cool it off. That's under our control. So something that's under our control, that's for sure is not muksa. Even at the time when the food is being cooked up and boiling, it's not called muksa, because it's under our control. See also, on Yom Tov, if you take your beans and throw it into the pot, it's like under our control to see how long we want it to cook for. So even that hour, when it's cooking, that's not called muksa. It's never called, we took it out of our mind, like we didn't think about eating, it's not edible. Just the opposite. We're making it edible right now. And we're taking care of it right now, so we zich have in mind to eat it. Kikumi boilon, when do I have my suffix? Gomru b'day shemayim. That something b'day shemayim, not under our control, happened. That's the question where it's muksa. So then maybe, if it's muksa b'chatzi Shabbos, maybe it remains muksa lo Shabbos. So Rashi says, latayim, second line. The Mishavis, Lulurisichosan, Taras Muksa, anything that's too hot. It's called Muksa. The Alphas, Nodi Muksa Chashabis, Tikshulach, Mashtabla, Tokhil Taras, Techon Worklam, Shum Kaderas, Lel Shabbos. How do we get any food on Lel Shabbos? The Akokacha Muksa, Ben Ashmosh, Muksa Kul Yoima. That everybody holds. If at the beginning of Shabbos, Muksa, for sure, Muksa, Lel Shabbos. For a Ben Ashmosh, at the beginning of Shabbos, called like there is, Mesokais, Rasokais, Minakira. All the pots are boiling hot. The achlina minayu liyurta, and later on at night when it cools off a little bit, we eat from it later. So the question should be at the beginning, is Shabbat's too hot to eat, it should be muksa. So how can we eat from it later? Eli has to answer, mid the gorra v'li yodin l'kim v'boilon. Techivan d'biyodah l'saknoi boi bayoin. Since it's up to us, like we could put it on the fire, we could take it off. Lo matzalei midaita, you never took it away out of your mind, like not to use it. Zay d'chiyosah, yilkach pulum adoshim, einam ruyim l'kan. There's no rioter over here. Because at the whole time when you're cooking up these beans, you know it's like you have the fire ready. So you know for sure in 1 hour it's going to be finished. So you never took it out of your mind like not to use these beans today. You know for sure you're going to eat them. So it was never muksa. So therefore there's no riot from hot pots. When you have to come onto the sun. The sun is not for sure there's going to be sun out tomorrow. So when you put it up to the roof, to dry from the sun, you don't know how long it's going to take you. So mainly you like, take it out of your mind, I'm not going to use it now. Until when? Until it dries up. But you don't sit and wait every hour until it's dried up, because you don't know when the sun will come, when the sun won't come. That's called Bidei Shemayim, when it's not for you to do it, then you don't like, wait till it's finished, you like, set it aside, I'm not using it right now. These grapes are out of my possession now to eat. They're drying, a different process. Later, when it's finished, then I'll start to think about it. So that's the Shiloh, dried up grapes. Mashiach is something that we have to cook when we have the fire ready, since it's biyodah for us to cook it, not to cook it, then for sure we have that to use it the whole time. Right, so far we have no proof to the shayla of yesh muksar or ein muksar l'chatzi Shabbos. We have Yehuda Nisiyah Hevelehu Bukhra. He had a bechor, he owned a bechor, the animal gave birth to the first child, it's a bechor. Shadre l'kaim with Rav Ami. He sent it to Rav Ami, Mestama, to see if it has the mumanat. Is sova deloy l'mechzayim. He didn't want to see it. Mestama was yomtiv. So Rami didn't want to look at it on Yom Tov. He held like a Yehuda says in the Mishnah, like a Shimon says in the Mishnah. He's not allowed to check out a Bechor on Yom Tov. Is Omale Reb Zrika, Vitaim Reb Yimio, Reb Yehuda, Reb Shimon, Aloch, Reb Yehuda. Like, why are you, Ravami, be machmir, not to look at the Bechor today? In the Mishnah, it's a Machlokes of Yehuda, Reb Shimon, and the Klal is Vipasla, Reb Yehuda. And Reb Yehuda says, you are allowed to see a Mum on Yom Tov. So a Chochim is allowed to go look at the Bechor to see if a Mum came upon it on Yom Tov. It's like, why are you, Ravami, not looking at it? Why don't you look at it? That was one Maisa. Hod of another Maisap and Hod of Shadre Lekaim and Reb Yitzchak Nafcha. He sent his Bechor in front of Reb Yitzchak Nafcha. Again, Sovodolo Machsayu. Reb Yitzchak Nafcha also did not want to check it out today on Yom Tov. Is Omalei Reb Yirmi Vitema Reb Zrika, that Reb Yirmi Reb Zrika told that to Reb Yitzchak Nafcha. Like the Klal is, Reb Yehud, Reb Shimon, Allah, Reb Yehuda. Al Machlekes in Reb Yehuda, Reb Shimon, we use the Paschal like Reb Yehuda. If so, our Mishnah of Yehuda says you are allowed to check out the Bechor on Yom Tov. So again, why don't you, Reb Yitzchak Nafcha, check out the Bechor? What are you hesitating for? Check it out today. Omalei Reb Abba, Reb Abba said back, my time, Malaysia, Tisinu, Le Rabbon, and Le Mevet, Uzu, Kev Shimon. Like, what's bothering you so much, Reb Yim and Reb Zrika, that you don't want these two Rabbonim here, of Rabami and Reb Asi, to do like Reb Shimon? Like, they're both machmir not to check out a Bechor on Yom Tov. They hold like Reb Shimon says in our Mishnah, that a Chochim is not allowed to check out a Bechor on Yom Tov, to see if it has a Mumanah. And Rashi said two reasons. Either it looks like you'd be misaking the animal, because the way it is right now, it's Kachim, you can't eat it. If you say it has a mum kavua, now it becomes like chulin, you're allowed to eat it today, so it's called yibim misakin, it's nearly like the melacha. Or else, watch that, the midrabon nexer mishum dan din, looks like a pastin neshaila. And the bezdin can't paskin, he can't have a bezdin on yom tif. So that's why the dayin can't paskin, the chokham can't paskin, if it's a bechor or not, if it's a mum or not. So if you ask him, what's so gefelech, if they hold like Reb Shimon? And he holds like halacha like Reb Shimon. So that's the omelay, chokham rab zayra. No, but it is. So he asked him, Omelay Rav Abba, my time will shaf kisinu le Rabbonin, why don't you let the Rabbonin le nevin uldu kreb Shimon? Let them do like Reb Shimon. So Omelay said back to him, Riyat mabe yodcho, like what do you have in your hand? Like how do you know that's the luck like Reb Shimon? Omelay, he answered back, Hochi Omer Reb Zeira, this is what Reb Zeira said, Halach is Reb Shimon, the luck is like Reb Shimon. If so, they're doing very good of Yitzchak Nafcha and Rabami, that they did not want to see the Bechor on Yom Tov. Because Allah is like Reb Shimon, ain't Roy Mumin be Yom Tov. Oma man de heavy, eski be astik losim. Whoever was here, like, let me be zoicha to go up to Eretz Yisrael, the yagma l'shmati mipume, demora. Let me go and find out clearly what Reb Zeira really said. If Reb Zeira really said Allah, Reb Shimon or not. So, kisolik, when he went up to Eretz Yisrael, kisolik losim, ashkele Reb Zeira. He found Reb Zeira. Omalei, so yes, Reb Zeira, omalei. Oma mar halacha Reb Shimon, do you really say this? That the loch is like Reb Shimon, that a chochim is not allowed to check out a bechor on Yom Tov to see if it has a mum or not. Omalei, so Reb Zeira answered back, loy. It's not what I said. Ano mistav ramri. I said it's a svara like Reb Shimon. I didn't say like clearly 100% halacha like Reb Shimon. I just said it's mistavra like Reb Shimon. Shashi kein umati the mistavra Reb Shimon. Avoloi shomati shufu halacha lemaisa kemaisa. I'm not saying I heard that they paskin in the base medrash halacha like Reb Shimon. I just said in my svara I hear halacha should be like Reb Shimon here. Why? Midiktonim by Mastisin, since we learned in our Mishnah, Reb Shimon oimer kol shein mum enikim avoid yoyim einzim in amuchin. If you did not check out the mum before Yom Tov, you can't do it on Yom Tov einzim in amuchin. You're not allowed to do it on Yom Tov. It's not prepared, it's muksir on Yom Tov to use it. Now, Tony laid the brice and the brice we had before, Beloshin Chachamim. The Chachamim said this Loshin, that it's Einim Min Amuchin. Now, usually a Yochid, Keneged, a Rabbim, Halach is Chachamim. Shema Mina, Mistavra Kavosei. So it's a Raya that we passed like Reb Shimon. Since you see the brice that uses that Sark of Reb Shimon, the Torah is a Loshin of Chachamim, it's Masha, that's the way we passed. Tomorrow says, good of my heavier law, what's the Maskona? As Reb Zeira didn't say clearly, Halach Lamaisa like that. So what's the maskana? How do we hold? Omer Rabbi Yosef, Toshima, come in here. They're totally be Astor Ravri. This is totally in a big machlekes and Astor Ravri, Trashi bechavol and gedolim with a big string like a lot of tamid chachamim. The Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, Omer Rabbi Shur ben Levi, Omer Rabbi Yosef ben Shol, Omer Rabbi Mishum Kehel Kahal Kadish de Bishlayim. All these said over the name of the Helika Kahal in Yerushalayim that
the Reb Shimon the Chaver of Omru, that Reb Shimon's Chaverim said, Halachik Rebbe Meir. Halachik is like Rebbe Meir. The Drash of Omru Halachik Rebbe Meir, Bib Chorus, Sash Dimash the Shemidim Kalakadisha Reb Shimon the Menasia, Shoimer Oy Dover Zeh, Mephor Shab Yoisi Omru Betzimdir. That the Havamim is the Kalakadisha saying that Reb Shimon Menasia said over this memra that this is the way Rebbe Meir said. But the Reb Shimon the Chaver of Omru Halachik Rebbe Meir. That Shimon ben Manasseh is saying, "Oh, Balach is like Rabbi Meir." For the Gemara Omru, is it true that they said over like this? For Inu Keshishim in Tuva, they were much older than him. So how could they say over? Shashi v'tmiya v'chiyef shashkala kadish oimrim dov ezer Reb Shimon ben Manasseh. Is it possible that the kala kadish is saying over what the Shimon ben Manasseh said? V'chaveru v'omru alok Rabbi Meir. The Abdinik of Asayu, we are Inu Kedimi or Keshishim in Tuva. The Kala Kadisha of Rishlayim was way older, way before Shimon ben Manasseh. So they can't come over and say what the Shimon ben Manasseh said. They were much older. Shrashi Kala Kadisha, the Yomer Rebbe, Lo Shmaita, Mishmayo, Kishisim Reb Shimon. The Kala Kadisha were older than the Shimon ben Manasseh Tuva. So men, let's not mistake that they're saying over what the Shimon ben Manasseh said. Since the Shimon ben Manasseh was much younger than them, usually you don't say over what a younger person said. Tumar says, Veinu kishisi minei tuva. Elo, we meant to say is b'shitas remei omru. That they're just saying he's saying it over b'shitas remei. Shashi lochi koma. Kala kadisha. That the Shimon ben Manasseh v'chaveru shomru. Ein royim mumim b'shitas remei omru. V'chein efshe shafakeinim nosnu daitim adivrei abchurim v'yomru. Divrei ploini noitim acha divrei rebi ploini shirlefonos. In other words like this. The Kala kadisha is saying, true. They're saying what the Shimon ben Manasseh said. Even though Shimon ben Manasseh was much younger, they're not stam saying a halacha that Shimon ben Manasseh himself was mechadish. His own halacha is they wouldn't say over, they're much older. They're only saying like, this young bachur, Shimon ben Manasseh, is saying very good, because he's saying like Reb Meir said. And Reb Meir, he was like our Rebbe. He was older than us. So it's like this Kala Kadisha of Yerushalayim, these older people are saying, we have a young bachur, Shimon ben Manasseh, he's saying halacha now, like the halacha Reb Meir, like we used to learn from Reb Meir. Then it's good you can say over. They're saying over like this young one is saying now, like what our Rebbe Reb Meir used to say. So that then the pastor say. So Kitzur, that Kala Kadisha Yerushalayim was saying over that Reb Shimon Reb Manasseh, this young bocha, held like Reb Meir. Shoot this Reb Meir Amru. What like our Reb Shimon? To say it's called Muksam, that ain't Royim Mumin be Yomtif. A Chacham is not allowed to check out a Bechor on Yomtif. This now, we learned like this. Ha-sheichet es ha-bechor. If somebody shechs the bechor. V'yachakach hero es mumay. And then you have a chochem come and check out the mum. It's lav dafka on Yom Tov, stam alocha. That you have a bechor, and you didn't first go to the chochem to check it out if it has a mum or not. But rather you chapped around to make the shechita first. And later now you go to a chochem to see if it has a mum or not. We have Yudah Mati. Yudah says yes, if the chochem now sees there's a mum on the animal, and we know for sure this mum was there before Shrita, we say you'll not eat the animal. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir says no. Hoyil v'nishchat shloi api mumchosa. Since at Bashar Shrita, it wasn't api a mumcha, you should know it's also to eat it, even later. Almuk sub Rabbi Meir, what does Rabbi Meir see? That Rias Bechor lav Kriyas Trefa. That Rias of the Bechor is not that the same way you look at a Trefa. That Rias Bechor Mechayim. The Rias of a Bechor, to check out a Bechor, if it has a mum or not, you have to check it out when the animal is alive. You can't first check it out after Shechita. Rias Trefa, Mashenkin, when do we check if an animal is a Trefa always? Liacha Shechita! And always we make a Shechita first, and after we make the Shechita, then the Shechita is boidik it, the inside, outside, to check the lungs, to make sure there's no Trefa involved. So you see, Rav Meir holds that the Bechor has to be checked when it's alive. So a Bechor is different than a Trefa. Now in Minoah, from here we see that Riyas Treifa afilu b'yomtif. Or Riyas Treifa you could check out even on yomtif. Because it's not really called b'matir anything. Because you're allowed to shech the animal first. So it's not called you b'matir anything. Riyas Bechor, mayor of yomtif. But Riyas of Bechor, it's called as b'matirit. In other words, without checking out the Bechor, you're not allowed to shech the animal. It's like the animal is treif right now. Or Bechor has kdusher on it. You can't shech it. What's matter you to shech the Bechor? Only if the Chochem first checks it out and makes sure there's no mum on it. So it comes out the Riyas of a Bechor is be Matarit, that's why it should be also to do it on Yom Tov. So afilu biyomtiv. Rias b'chor mechaim rishreif lechemiso. Mina rias treif afilu biyomtiv. Chor merav yomtiv. But the rias of b'chor, the chacham has to bedafke check it out on erev yomtiv. He can't check it out on yomtiv. Because by checking it out, it's called its bimaterit. Whereas up until now, we say for sure it has kedusha as b'chor. You can't shecht it. And if you shecht it, it's also teat later. What's mat you to make the shechitu is only if the chacham checks it out. So therefore, it's a svar, like we said in Reb Shimon, it has to be done erev yomtiv. It cannot be done on yomtiv. Like what's the sushta? Was Ramey talking about a yomtiv tikalocha? Have you allowed to check out a bechor on yomtiv or not? Is that the machlekes there? Biknos the pligi. There are some machlekes in all the weekday. It's the machlekes. Different machlekes there. There are some machlekes where the koyin took the bechor and first made a shechita on it, and then later he went to the koyin. He went to a chacham to check it out. That Ramey says will make a knas. Since you didn't check it out beforehand, we don't let you eat it anymore. And the Chum say, no, we don't make a knas. But what does this have to do with a yom tefanat if before you shecht it, if you're allowed to check it out with a chacham? Maybe Reb Meir is the word you are allowed to check it out. Knas apligi. The Yomar Rabba Bar Bar Chona. Omar Reb Yechanan. The Duke in Shebayin. In a case where it was a slit in the eye, that was the mum, Kuliyam Olay Pligi the Yosser. Everybody holds that if the chacham first checks it out, after Shechita, it's no good. We say it's possible that the Bechor, the Shas you shechted the Bechor, it didn't have this mum yet. It's possible to say at that time was still a tam and Melech has Kedusha, it's Kachim. It's possible to say Mishum de Mishtanin, because the eye changes a lot. From the time it dies, every second it changes. It's possible to say when the Chochem comes now and looks at the dead Bechor, now it looks like that eye has a mum in it. But it's possible to say if he would have checked it out when the animal was still alive, maybe it wouldn't have looked that way. It wouldn't have had a mum. So in this case, everybody holds you can't check it out lachamisa. Even if you check it out later and see it has a mum, nothing doing. It's like kachim. You can't use it. He plead you with the machlekes Rameya, the mum in sheveguf, a mum on the body itself. The lip is split, or a mum other place in the body. One arm is longer than the other. One leg is longer than the other one. Reb Meir sova gazrina mumim shebeguf otu mumim shebayin. He makes a gzera. If you told me you're allowed to check it out lachamisa, and you'll find one leg is longer than the other leg, so that for sure doesn't change between misa and after misa. So that you know for sure when the animal's alive, it also had a longer leg than the other one. So that was a good mum. Reb Meir says nothing doing. Because we're afraid if you come to be samech on the check after misa on the legs, you'll come to be samech on the check of the eyes also. And when you check out the eyes, there you have to be afraid that even though lacha misa, it looks like it has a mum there, but it's possible when it was alive, it didn't have a mum there. So Rameya makes it zera, nothing doing. You can't check out the animal after you shecht it already. We don't make such a zera. You are allowed to check it out later. Hey, it's the eye not, but the rest of the body you could check out later. So that's this machlokes here. It's like this has nothing to do with our machlokes of Shimon and Yehuda about checking out a bechor on Yom Tov. It could be both of them amoida. You are allowed to check out the bechor on Yom Tov itself. If the animal is alive, maybe there's no issa, it's not Mexican, it's not going to check it out. And maybe it's also. So, who like Ramey has nothing to do with Reb Shimon. Omer Rav Nachman, Reb Yitzchok, Masnisa Nami Deka. Bring your proof in the Mishnah off like this. That the Ketoni, it says, Ramey Weiner, Hoyu Venishcha Shloya Pimum Chosa, Shmamina Knosu the Kokona Shmamina. And again, it's a rai that has nothing to do with al-machlekes about Yom Tov or not. Here, Ramey says the reason why you can't eat the meat, even though a chacham now checks it out and says that one leg is longer than the other one, still it's a kenas, he says clearly. He says, Hoyo v'nishcha shloya pi mumcha. Since b'shan shechita, when you shechted the bechor, you did not have it checked out first. You did something wrong. You're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to check it out before you make the shechita. So it's like a kenas not to use it now. So that's the reason of Ramey. So maybe we have no proof Ramey is going to hold like Reb Shimon and our Mishnah. Maybe when a Chacham comes to check out the Bechor, even on Yom Tov, but if he checks it out before he makes the Shechita, maybe you'll be okay. So for Ramey, you have no Raya. Ami Vardinoi Chazi Buchra de Venesia. He saw a Bechor from the Venesia. Have a Biyayma Tova. Yeah, heavy. As he used to check out, he was a chacham. Ami Vadinuya was a chacham, and he knew that he was a bucky in mumim. He knew how to check out a bechor to see if it had a mumim or not. So Ami Vadinuya chazi buchra the venesi heavy. The yom tov heavy chazi.
when somebody came to ask him a shayla on Yom Tov, he didn't show it to him. On Yom Tov, I mean, he didn't look. He didn't look at a bechor on Yom Tov. Levi Chazi. Also, the Yomule the Rav Ami. They came to tell Rav Ami that Ami Vadinoi is not checking out bechor on Yom Tov. Amalus Rav Ami said, like he had before, Shafi covered Levi Chazi. Like without Rav Ami, also held the same way before. He also didn't check out before on Yom Tov. It's very good that he's not checking out on Yom Tov. Because he owes like a Shimon, halacha is like a Shimon, you now let her check out Mumim on Yom Tov. So the Gemara, any for Rav Ami gufa chazi, I Rav Ami itself, the mice happened, he did check out the Bechor. And the Gemara, Rav Ami ki chazi mi yesmul hevi chazi. The case there was, Rav Ami checked out the Bechor really on Erev Yom Tov. He saw on Erev Yom Tov, he saw that one arm is longer than the other arm. So Erev Yom Tov, he saw already was called the Mum. Or the Yom Tov,